The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Wanting to change your life? Now is the time. Learn to modify beliefs and clear thought patterns that no longer serve you. Welcome to All About You with your host, Dorian Light, as she teaches and helps you to shift, change, and heal your life. Now, here is Dorian Light.
Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to my first show of the year. I am so excited to be back. And the new year, what it's bringing for us, I'm just really excited, and I've really missed you guys for the last 2 weeks. I mean, isn't it exciting how starting a new year can be like turning a new lease on life, like out with the old, in with the new, infinite possibilities? So isn't that exciting that we can think about infinite possibilities and what we can create for ourselves, for like our well-being and our relationships and love and abundance and joy and infinite possibilities? It's all up to you, the infinite one. What are you going to create for your life this year? Well, my wish for everyone is to create what your heart desires. And part of that is calling in with ease, grace, and joy, and stepping into it with trust, calling on grace, and allowing yourself to receive. And guess what? To surrender. Surrender means to allow yourself to receive whatever that infinite process has for you through that divine creation in your life. Which brings me to my question. Have you all been practicing your tools? Those 2 weeks we've been off the air, have you been giving gratitude, giving yourself permission, using the power of choice, calling on trust, calling in grace and surrendering? Most of us start the new year out with New Year's resolutions, so this would be a great time to get in the habit of using these tools. Now, I believe there are a lot a shift's going to happen this year, and changes in our lives. And you can make those changes with those ease, grace, and joy with the tools. So let's create the best year ever for ourselves. We are co-creators, a spark of the divine having a human experience. And I don't know about you, but I want my experience to be fabulous for this year. And it can be for you too. And one way is to stay out of the negativity of the world. Trust, trust, trust with all your heart. Meditate, pray, surrender to the will of the divine, and declare and decree what is rightfully and divinely yours. Now, we're going to be talking more about that decreeing and declaring stuff because it's very important, and we've forgotten all about it. So declare whatever is rightfully yours, and so it is. Now, for tonight, there's some exciting announcements I'll be making for this year. And this is going to be a fabulous year full of adventure and potential. I'll be making an exciting announcement, one of which I can't tell you about till the end of the show. Universe, it has a sense of humor. It wants me to keep you in suspense. Cliffhanger. But it's going to be a very powerful and life-changing event. So stay tuned until the end of the show. Energies are high with expectancy for those of you who listen to this show. So are you ready to step into infinite possibilities for your life this year? I know I am. And with that said, I wanted to start this show on a positive note and set a positive tone for the new year. Now, I keep hearing from the universe, keep your energy and vibration as high as you can. There will be even greater divide this year between those who choose to live the dream and those who choose to live in the same old nightmare. I choose the dream. Well, there's no doubt that that's my choice. But how do we keep doing that? How do we keep our vibrations high? I find music. I love all kinds of music. Etheric music, all this kind of different music. But I find the vibrational tones of the crystal bowls be extremely effective in shifting my energy and raising my vibration. Now, there's a lot of scientific evidence that's coming out about what the frequencies of the bowls can do for your well-being. So I asked my guest, Laura Painter, to join me to discuss some of the benefits of sound therapy with crystal bowls. Now, Laura's a licensed massage therapist and Reiki master and a crystal bowl practitioner. And I have to say, she's a beautiful spiritual force upon the planet. Laura began her spiritual journey after a serious wake-up call with her health. And then she realized that her destiny is working with individuals who are truly looking for self-empowerment. And with her skills in body work and cranial sacral therapy and massage and other energetic modalities, she really finds herself working with a lot of children and adults and on all levels, the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. And one of her modalities, which I absolutely love, is the crystal, quartz crystal singing bowls. Did you know that they work with the vibrational field of the subtle body, reorganizing at a cellular level? Simply put, they aid in balancing the meridian system and chakra centers, easing the emotional state of well-being and creating balance where change can occur. What a perfect balance with the language of light. So I thought this would be a really fun evening. And through her life experiences and all her specific energetic training and her scientific studies of the body and understanding of its emotional components, Laura truly brings forth understanding in the importance of a transformational and a spiritual shift. So in a few minutes, we're going to introduce Laura. But for more information, you can visit her at her website at www.laurapainter.net. Or you can call her at 407-421-2165. And we'll talk about that again in the show. So Laura, thank you so much for joining me tonight on All About You.
Dorian, thank you so much for having me here tonight. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. I admire your work, and I just feel that it does complement what the crystal bowls do as well. You know, they amplify the healing vibration and the frequencies, and they go really great with the language of light. So yeah. Thank you for inviting me out tonight.
Well, I'm really excited for you to be here because I believe they're a great compliment. Now, you've got a wealth of information, and we have a short period of time, so can you give me some really pertinent information about how the sounds and tones created by the bowls can help us to really truly shift, change, and heal our lives?
Absolutely. Well, sound, as we know, is just simply compression. And sound wave vibrations, treating the physical and mental components of our beings, we're just simply molecules that are arranged in a dense or a lighter field, because everything has a vibration. Everything is right. Created from molecules. So what with the body, the vibration of the sound waves actually are helping reorganize the molecules in our body.
They actually reorganize the molecules.
Yes. Well, for example, inflammation is simply just stagnant chi, and when you have the vibrational healing, it reorganizes that and helps break up that. Like if somebody had something going on with their knee, then that would just totally work in that area, and it relieves the tension and the pain and helps the flow. The flow is the vibrational energy. And so that's how that would help on a physical level. And as far as an emotional component, all of that is stored in our cells, our energy body.
Right, our cellular memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so whether it's in the chakra system, which we can talk about on another time, or in the etheric body, the aura, or the electromagnetic field. And so there can be changes made in that as well.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit more about, I mean, you were talking to me the other day about scientific proof. What was it, Pythagoras? I always say things wrong, but different things. Just interject and tell me what's, there's so much to learn about this. It's so interesting.
Yeah, the ancient indigenous people have always traditionally used sound, whether it was shakers, drumming, even the heartbeat. And Pythagoras was the first documented researcher that I was able to find, and that was 600 BC. So throughout the ages, you know, there has been other Americans and different countries that have worked doing research, osteopaths that have just really done a lot of research and made the connection between sound and healing.
That's awesome. I know when I listen to you know, the voles or other sound, you know, it takes me to another place, and I can feel the vibration of it. That's just amazing.
Absolutely. Well, as I said, like with our heartbeats, you know, the first sounds that we hear are the mother's heartbeat and church bells. You know, when someone's getting married, they're a happier chiming and they're more vibration. If it's a sad occasion, it's a slower vibration. So we are very affected as humans, and as animals are also affected by sound.
Didn't you say Pythagoras had animals actually come and join him when he used to play?
Yes, he did. They would come out of the forest to hear him play his dulcimer, and that was his instrument. And I, too, go around town. I usually have a bowl with me. And when I go to a park or a lake, the animals will come out and find out, what am I doing? You know, those, it's really fun to see the animals respond to that.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell me, what does this do for, like, our, you know, you were talking about to me earlier about chakras and meridians, and, you know, tell me a little bit more about that as far as, does it, you know, clear our chakras, line us up? Well, I mean, what does it do?
Yeah, well, we typically work with the seven basic chakras when it comes to sound healing. I can also work with all the meridians. And when there's an imbalance in any of those systems, then what happens is it's like a battery. It just kind of drains the other ones. Instead of, you would think that if it's low, the other ones will help the vibration. So if there's a low frequency in one of your areas of the body, when you work with the crystal bowls or sound healing, because you can use tuning forks and all kinds of other instruments, of course, you would want to amplify that area of concern, and then that will help balance out your energy system, you know, your emotions, also your mental capacity. Because sometimes we feel very drained,
right,
and tired. And it could just simply be the vibrational frequency of an energy system.
So it helps to clear it, but it also helps to raise your total frequency of your vibration.
Right. Well, we hear a lot about chakra balancing. It's really not so much balancing as it is increasing the vibrational frequency. And now there are studies that the energy channels that feed the chakras, and then the chakras feed the organ system.
Right.
So, for example, your heart chakra. If your heart chakra, located in the chest, is a lower vibration, then you can have medical concerns in that area.
Right.
So obviously, if you would want to find out when you're upset or you're concerned about something, where do you hold your energy? Some people hold it more in their roots or in their base of their spine. And so that would be their area of concern. So really tuning into your own body and knowing who you are is how this would be more effective for you. Now, you can come into a practitioner or have sound therapy done, and they can do an assessment, or they may even know when you come in the door.
Right.
They can find out or see. Some people are able to see the energy systems and work with you accordingly.
So wouldn't the bowls be fabulous to use at the end of a day? Like if you're crazy, busy, stressed, you know, especially for people who don't have any kind of system in place for balancing your chakras or, you know, don't know how to use a grounding cord. I mean, I'm finding so many people, including healers, mm-hmm. don't even have an energy cord or a grounding cord in place. So I think I'm going to do a session on that. But wouldn't that be awesome just to have a CD of this? And right when you go to sleep, just listen to those bowls, you know, clearing you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, in my practice, I work with the individuals according to their pathology.
Right.
And so that's how we intuitively work with the individuals. So absolutely. If you were able to synchronize that with the individual person, I know that there's some information out there and there's probably other CDs and things that you can get that would be amplifying your energy.
Right.
But you really kind of want to know what your needs are.
Yeah.
And then that would be more effective.
Right. So that would be maybe something cool in the future, you know, to have those specialized kind of frequencies like you and I have been talking about. You know, I'm hearing a lot about frequency, and we talk about raising our vibration, and I think frequencies are going to be a big, big topic this year.
Yes, yes. Now, in fact, like, for example, Wi-Fi is everywhere now. Well, right. Almost everywhere. And there are concerns with autistic children. Some schools where there's mostly autistic children, they're not even allowed to have Wi-Fi there because it affects their energy. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with all of these grids that we have in place with the Wi-Fi system, because it does throw our balance off. You know, we're not, as a culture, always outside in the sand, walking in the grass. We're not balanced and grounded. So these are tools. The language of light and other things help you come back into your energy field and help you be grounded.
Yeah, just like going out in nature. So many of us nowadays, we're walking on concrete. We have, you know, even if we're on the grass, we have our shoes on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nature is there to really, truly help us be balanced. And so many of us just don't go out in nature. And think about the sounds, mm-hmm. the sounds of nature. So that makes me, you know, think about the crystal bowls too. And didn't you say you do a lot of some of your bowl therapy in nature?
Yes, it's always more fun to be outside.
Right.
I think that when you are listening, you know, the breeze, the birds are tweeting, the squirrels are scampering around. It's so free to be outside in a gathering or in a personal time. To be connected to that.
So really, in my imagination, I can imagine the bowls actually vibrating with nature. They're vibrating together.
Oh, absolutely. Well, because, you know, the Earth is magnetic, and, you know, we're magnetic beings.
Right.
You know, we have our polar axis, and we're... if we have our hands on either side, just like with Qigong, you know, we feel that energy.
Right.
So when quartz crystals actually are amplifying,
mm-hmm.
you know, we use them in our timepieces. I'm dating myself now, calling it a timepiece.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's more and more popular. I mean, we have the lithium batteries. I mean, we're really using a lot of our core minerals in our lives, and we're not even aware of it. So to keep that balance, you know, we can come back to nature and use these minerals, and the quartz crystal, like I said, is more amplifying, and so it'll actually accelerate your intention.
Yeah, and that's what you have. You have the quartz crystal bowls.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about it. For people who don't know much about the bowls, you have different notes. I mean, like, we're talking about the universal, which is the Om, the heart, the sacral, all these different bowls. So tell me a little bit about the bowls themselves. And I know you intuitively play them. How many bowls did you say you have?
Right now, currently, I have 16 in my set. And I typically, when I'm doing a group session, and then even tonight, we're going to be working with the basic seven. And yes, the notes do vibrate to the different energy systems of the body. And so what happens is, well, they actually take the quartz crystal and then they mold it. And then when it comes out as the bowl, then it's a certain note. So that makes them very rare. It's not like you can just say, oh, I want so many of this note, because they're individually made.
Mm-hmm.
So they're different sizes. Obviously, they're clear quartz, but what they do is they frost them. And then it makes a little rougher edge around there. So it makes it easier for it to vibrate. That frequency will be amplified because there's a more rougher edge on that. So they will also, tonight, what we'll do is work basically from the root. So when we do our meditation, we'll work our way up into the mind. And then it'll be an intuitive session. But typically, we'll go all the way up to the frequency, the highest frequency, and then come back down to ground. So it's very interesting. Everyone is affected differently by it. There really are no contraindications to this sound system. Although in America, it's really not utilized as a medical treatment. Other countries are working with it and using sound as a laser and treating certain pathologies that I probably shouldn't go into. And the only sound in the United States that matches that frequency is the biosine wave of the crystal bowls. It's more of a rolling wave.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a spiky, sharp, striking sound, but it's more of a rolling, amplified sound. And so that's what makes it more of a pure vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And helps, you know, with the intention and the sound and the frequency of that note go into that area.
To treat the pathology. So you say they're actually using this as a type of laser in other countries.
Yes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So they're using certain keynotes to treat certain pathologies, and they've been able to identify that?
Yes, absolutely. So depending on what the person... But, you know, whatever was going on with their body, then they're using it, like I said. I guess there's this machine that they're developing that would make it more of a direct laser type.
Like you're pinpointing it right into it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So it's very fascinating work, and I'm just very excited to be here and to be able to share this with you. So thank you.
This is so awesome, and I know you are just... full of information. When I talk to you, it's like we can go on for hours about all the information that you have. Yes. But I know that everybody's excited to be able to experience this. So before we go to commercial break, I want to ask everybody, drink some water, get comfortable, you know, grab a pillow or a blanket, because sometimes Laura says you can get warm or you can get chilled, you can get a little heated up or a little, you know, cooled off. And we're going to play the crystal bowls, and I'm going to speak the language of light. It's going to be about 15 minutes. So really be ready to receive some powerful sound healing. And know that, give yourself permission, like I always tell you, give yourself permission to receive what's ever here for you tonight. You may not understand the language. You may not even understand the bowls. It doesn't matter. Your body, your emotions, your mind, your soul, the infinite being of who you are, knows exactly what you need to get from this healing sound session. So do what you got to do before we come back. We're going to take a few minutes and we'll be back in a few with All About You. And don't forget, stay with me, because I got this important announcement to make. And it's all about the ladies out there. Now, sorry, guys, I love you dearly. We're going to have something big for you in the future. But this particular exciting news is going to be about the beautiful ladies. So stay tuned, take a deep breath, give yourself permission. And we'll be back with a few with All About You.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Considered an authority in the language of light, Dorian Light not only speaks the language, but provides spiritual counseling, energy healing, psychic energetics, and intuitive insights to groups and individuals from all walks of life. Friend her on Facebook at facebook.com/Dorian Light. Definitely visit her informative website at www.dorianlight.com and sign up to receive information for all of Dorian Light's upcoming events, healing sessions, and products. That's dorianlight.com. Experience the newly released second edition of Dorian Light's 68 Universal Activation Card Deck, a powerful tool for transforming your life. It's also available as an iPhone and Android app. Just released, Dorian's Sound of Light CD is a beautiful, high vibrational composition of the language of light and the transformational music of life in balance. Also, look for her new book coming soon. Visit Dorian's informative website at www.dorianlight.com. That's DorianLight.com.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the Dorian Light Show, all about you. To reach Dorian Light or today's guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also contact Dorian directly at dorian@dorianlight.com. Now, more of All About You.
Welcome back to All About You. Now, like I said before, I want everyone to get comfortable. If you're lying down, make sure you have a blanket. Maybe drink some water before you do. And know that the intention for us tonight, for Laura and I, for you, is for you to receive everything that you need. And remember, energy knows no time and space. So whether you're hearing this as an archive or an iTunes download, it doesn't matter. You're getting exactly what you need. And more than anything, give yourself permission to allow yourself to receive whatever it is that you need. Let the sounds of the bowls and the language of light envelop your being and bathe it with the healing light of sound. Everyone take a breath, close your eyes, give yourself permission, and receive.
Imminent. Brände, Brände sind der Mokast am Eternat. Gies es as otondra kant als as tait. Dannen ihr kit, is as den day. Junus us is at a stand east. Vias amor kenet, flota caes andomant. J'ai sondra d'aïnet. Voyez son loin de Mokassandre. Kiss and make it. Night. it is ultra shiny. Damati Maya dot osh in me kitian tatst. Puina can't all night. I am not Senenikit. Foyane to Monane to Stost. She kiss a test one a mere title test. Fitandis so tenet. I don't know. That sound ush in a man. When is I ashamed? Makaest ulana handiki soltriant dana sundi shindi besist. Pukasande mekis endo shindist. Oine kayanast ayatus shandist payende gulidikist enikunot mananaya. Menata ayaton bukushatait lana kayas ayant iminitist dilirikos shindir and manda aist amantat shisusut inikiat onanayat asamana mea soto dilatamate armoquenda. Part at us an mini kut and is imished in Mikiti. flooded. Sanan one tit tito one mianan and a moyenet is on dust. A second on a stone dominicat. A sawana quanda matete de standist in mikit. Ada no kunat. Iest me sond dimine. Alahona es ont asht imi kentaist minetest. Like a quinta cantast amanitist. Apa quinta catatist ont einast. As aeti picitit ont ayananatast. Liana conde is sit ishitidest ayan amakait. Dona kainast amanitat. Damate miki dostond aimetistost. Damate miko twindist aetetionotost. Damatis shond inikiatra. Alanaha is eniniki. Buenat. Thank you.
Everyone take a breath. Wow, that was powerful. Now you see why I love the bowls. Ooh, I didn't even talk after that, but we're running out of time. So everybody try to stay in your space. Now don't forget that these shows are archived, so you can go back and listen to this time and time again, or download it off the iTunes from my website at DorianLight.com. Ooh, thank you, Lord. It's beautiful. For those who are interested, Laura and I are thinking about actually doing a joint Skype session in the near future with these sounds of healing and maybe making some joint ventures together. So check back with my website frequently to see what's going on. Also, you can have a private session with Laura at www.laurapainter.net or call her at 407-421-2165. And don't forget, you can also contact me at Dorian@DorianLight.com as well to get a hold of Laura for a private session. Laura also is going to be joining me in the future to do a healing session with the crystal grid therapy with the language of light. This is powerful. I had never been introduced to this before, but Laura's been sharing it with me, and I want to share it with you. So, try to stay in this energy, even though I'm having to talk. It's hard for me to talk. I always come out of these sound therapies like, woo. So don't forget, I want to tell you, I'm so excited about some news I've got for you. And I was going to give it to you at the end of the show, but my staff just told me that we're still waiting on some confirmation of a very key component to my announcement. But I'll do this, I'll give you a clue. Laura's part of it, so we'll have the crystal bowls. And it's a powerful live event, one that every goddess will absolutely love. You will love it. Now, I told my manager that I would promise to hold off on all the announcements like social media and make only an announcement next week, but I don't know that I can promise. So I'm just so excited. So I'll try to hold the news, breaking news, until next week. But if I can't, it'll be on my webpage. So I'm not making any promises. But just know before we go for the evening, we're starting our healing sessions again about 9:15, 15 minutes after this. So join us. We're creating this huge global community. If you don't have the number, go to my website. You'll have 15 minutes, DorianLight.com. Just put your name and email in for the healing call, and it'll give you the code. The numbers and the codes are the same every single week. I believe in doing, I'm going to be doing another healing retreat with Lauren Gailey with the Psychic Energetics coming up soon. It was going to be the 26th of January, like I announced, but I've asked to have a little more time, so we're going to do it early February. So take this tonight, breathe it in. Let it permeate into every essence of your being. And until next week, be in gratitude. Give yourself permission. Release all self-judgment and judgment of all others. And stay in the question, what's the possibility? Call on trust. Call on grace. And surrender and receive. And first and foremost, love and respect yourself as that magnificent being of divine love and light, having human experience. Many blessings of love and light. Have a great week and good night.
Thank you for joining All About You with host Dorian Light. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. And remember, Dorian says, it's all about you.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.